Before I begin, I'd just like to welcome our friends, first from our friends from church, at Morristown Vineyard Church, Brother David, Sister Nancy, and their friends. Welcome them. And also my friends from the university, also a PhD student, and from Taiwan. Reverend Su Lin Chai. Truly, we are just blessed to have established friendship with the Chinese the past year. My wife and I are truly blessed to have come to know you all. I guess there is as much any difference among us Asians, isn't
it?
I realized when I'm at the university, I can easily tell who the Asians are. Especially when it rains. You know what? Why? Because when it rains, you know the Asians because they run. But you know what? How you can tell a Filipino from the other Asians? Where it rains, they put their hands on top of their head. Hallelujah. Friends, if you could invite someone, anyone, over to have dinner with you, who would that person be?
朋友们，如果你要邀请某个人来跟你一起共进晚餐的话，你会邀请谁呢？What
friend, scholar, hero, sports idol, movie star might you ask over to eat with you?
什么样的朋友，什么样的身份，什么样的学者，或者是英雄，或者是运动健将？ 或者是明星，你会邀请过来跟你一起共进晚餐呢？
The answer to the question would be perhaps the President of the United States.
对某些人，他们可能是想说，我想邀请美国总统跟我一起吃饭。
For some, it may be Bill Clinton.
有一些人可能是想邀请Clinton总统。For
some, it may be Condoleezza. Or any other political heavyweight of our time. For others, it may be Billy Graham, or the Pope, or even Oprah or Bill Gates. Similarly, in our text this morning, we find Jesus making that all-familiar, famous invitation we find in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20.
同样的，在我们今天早上刚刚读的经文里面，我们看到耶稣呢，也是对我们做这样子的邀请。Jesus
says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me."
耶稣在启示录3章20节里面说：“看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。”
Church, Jesus actually gave this invitation to the church at Laodicea.
Today morning, Jesus gave this invitation to the church at Laodicea.
Laodicea is part of what was then known as Asia Minor, which today is part of modern day Turkey. So what was Christ actually saying to the church at Laodicea? What was it with the church at Laodicea that Christ wanted to invite them to dine with him? The answer lies in the preceding verses. First, we find in verse 15 to 16, Jesus says, I know your deeds, but you are neither cold nor hot.
第一点，从自从启示录三章十五到十六节，他说：“我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。”
I wish you were either one or the other.
我真是巴不得你是冷或热。
So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
你既如温水也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Friends, Laodicea, just like any other Roman megacity of its time, had a water system.
老底家在当时就是罗马帝国时代是一个很大的城市，它有水道系统。
Because Roman engineering was so advanced, the city had two systems of aqueducts or pipes that direct two types of water into the city.
因为罗马帝国的工程是非常先进的，这个城市有两个水道系统，可以引导两种水到城市里来。First,
they have hot water that comes from Hierapolis.
他们能够引导热水从海拉普勒到这个城市来。And second,
they have cold water that comes from Colossae.
他们还可以把冷水从哥罗西引导到这个老底家城市来。
Looks like the people there were quite fortunate, isn't it?
看起来老底家的市民是蛮幸运的，对吗？
Imagine they have cold water to cook or refresh them.
想想看，他们能够有冷水让镇静他们，让他们能够恢复精神。And then
they have hot water that can prove to be therapeutic to the body.
热水呢，又是可以对我们身体有治疗的功效。However,
this was not always the case.
然而，事实上并不是这样子的。
The truth was, the pipes do get clogged with calcium deposits through time, and thereby water flow is affected. So once the hot water gets to Laodicea, it is no longer hot. It was already lukewarm. The same thing happens with the cold water.
同理，冷水也是如此。Once
it gets to the city, it was no longer cold. It was already lukewarm.
冷水流到了老底家城市呢，不再是冷的，还是温的。And worse,
it was nauseating.
更糟糕的是，它喝了让人反胃。
So since the water was lukewarm, it was ineffective. It was not living up to its potential or intended use. Marlon and I once got in peace into buying this magic bullet we saw on TV.
有一次啊，梅尔跟我一起看电视的时候，我们就看到那个广告，说是神奇的机器，我们就被吸引了，买了一部。
And we paid three equal payments of $39.99.
我们付了三次啊，33.99.
We thought that this machine can do everything.
我们以为这个机器呢，可以做好多的事情。
From changing eyes, making smoothies.Cut onions and vegetables.
像这个机器，我们以为可以这个刨冰啊，可以做奶昔啊，可以切一些青菜或者是洋葱。
When I used to cut onions, it became onion juice.
我以前切洋葱的时候呢，切来切去变成是洋葱水，切碎。
Yeah, when we got the machine.We found that it could not do all those things that the TV said it would do.
我们拿到收到机器以后，这部机器以后，我们发现呢，并不像电视上的广告。
Well, it was noisy and it overheats so quickly.
最糟糕的是这个机器好吵啊，很容易就烧过热。
After a few uses, the motor broke down. It was useless.
用了几次呢，这个马达就破，就坏掉了，完全没有用，这是废物的。
The Christians of Laodicea were no different.
老底家的基督徒正像如此。
They have become ineffective.
他们变成没有效果了。
God has placed them there for a reason, for a purpose.And that is for them to be a church of Jesus Christ in that place, in Laodicea.
Laodicea 的教会，神把他们摆在那里是有一定的目的，让他们成为耶稣基督在全世界教会之一。
They were supposed to be a community that will worship God passionately and who will share God's love to those who are around them.
Laodicea 教会应该是神把他们摆在那里，就是要能够敬拜神，很热烈的来敬拜神，跟其他的人来分享神的爱。
But somehow they lost sight of that.
但是老底家教会失去了这样的意象。
Just like the waters of Laodicea, they have become lukewarm.
就像老底家的水变成了微温的水，令人反胃的水。
They have become so comfortable to a point that they weren't functioning the way they were supposed to.
他们是太舒适了，所以他们就不能够达到所预定的原来神放他们在那里的用途。
In other words, they have become so ineffective, and worse, they have become useless.
换言之，就是失去了功效，没有用了。最糟糕的是。
And because of that, Jesus warned them. Take note, Jesus was warning them.
我们看看基督耶稣是怎样来警告他们的。
He said, "I cannot have this. I'm about to spit you out of my mouth."
耶稣是这样说的：“你像温水一样，又不冷也不热，我。”再也不能忍受了，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Friends, I pray that each of us would ask ourselves.
我们这弟兄姐妹们，我真是祈祷我们每一个人都这样扪心自问。
Am I still the same person that God called me to be?
我是否保持着当年神呼召我的样子呢？
Am I still living up to the calling for which Christ died for me in the first place?
我是否还过着配得耶稣为我在十字架上死而过的生活呢？
Corporately as a church, I would like to invite you to reflect.
我们整个教会整体上应该是这样子来问。
Are we still the church that God intended us to be?
我们这个教会是不是仍然做出合乎神设立这个教会在这里的用意呢？
Can you ask the person beside you?
这样子彼此互问。
Are you hot or cold?
你是冷还是热？
很明
显。有点惭愧。
Are you still? Are you hot or cold for Christ? Or are you? Or have you become lukewarm?
你是对基督是冷还是热？还是你现在是不冷不热的基督徒呢？
Now going to the second truth about Laodicea, and this we find in verse 17.
现在我们来看老底家的第二项事情。就是在这个十七节里面这样说的。
Jesus said to them, "You say I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing."
老底家教会说，神说你是基督，说你说你我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
This Laodicea was actually one of the richest.Cities in Asia Minor.
老底家是在小亚细亚当时最富有的城市之一。
It was known for three things.
有三件事情他们是非常有名的。
First, it was abundant in gold. It was the financial center of Asia Minor.
第一个，他们产金量非常的多。是小亚细亚的金融中心。
Second, Laodicea had a fine medical school, especially famous for eye medicine.
第二点，老底家呢的医学院非常的好，特别是它的眼科方面。
And third, it was famous because it was a leading manufacturer of black wool, which was used for clothing.
第三个，他们生产非常多的黑色的羊毛，这个是羊毛是用来制作衣裳的。
It has everything.
这个老底家真是有所有的东西。
And sure enough, like the people around them, the Christians in Laodicea have become so proud with what they have.
就像当时的一般人一样，老底家的基督徒也以此为傲。
I think, in a way, this is the reason why they were lukewarm in the first place.
我想，这也是为什么老底家的基督徒是变成不冷不热。
They have become so rich, having all that they needed, that they have come to the point that they were no longer relying on God for their daily needs.
大部分人都是很富有的，拥有他们所需要的，所以他们就不再依靠神。每一天的生活里面，他们不需要来靠神。
While they still call themselves Christians, the childlike faith was already gone.
他们仍然挂着基督徒的标示，可是像孩童般单纯的信心已经没有。
Instead of pursuing God.Let me say that again. Instead of pursuing a passionate relationship with God, they were pursuing wealth instead.
他们不再追求跟神很亲密的、热烈的关系，他们是不断的来追求财富。
And unfortunately, they have become proud of it.
更不幸的是，他们还如此引以为傲。
A friend of mine once told me how he met a Christian from Cuba who somehow managed to come to the country and attend their church conference.
我有一个朋友告诉我一个故事，他说他碰到一个从古巴来的基督徒，这个基督徒呢就是从古巴来到了美国，也参加他们教会的服事。
On the way back,My friend told the Cuban, Wow, I really admire Christians in Cuba for having to live with faith despite of the persecution.
我的朋友把这个古巴人送回旅馆的时候，他这样说，哇，我真是崇拜你们这些从古巴来的基督徒， 你们在这样的迫害之中能够还有信心。
You have indeed undergone hardship as imposed to you by your government.
你们的政府是这样的迫害你们，也让你们经过这么多的困境。
But you know what? The Cuban said, "Oh no, don't say that, brother."
但是但是古巴人说什么呢？他说，弟兄，千万不要这样说。
It is you, Americans, who we should admire.
其实是你们美国人，我们是比较尊敬的。
Because for us, Cubans were so poor and don't have anything.
因为我们古巴人很穷，也没有任何东西。
Therefore, we don't have anything to give up in order to follow Christ.
为了跟随基督，我们不需要放弃任何东西，因为我们就没有拥有任何东西。
But as for you Christians in America, I really admire you because I think you are giving up a lot of things to follow Christ.
但是对你们在美国的基督徒，我真是敬佩你们，因为你们为了是。事后，为了侍奉基督，必须放弃这么多的东西。
Isn't it?
是这样子吗？
My friend was dumbfounded.
我的朋友真是目瞪口呆，呆住了。
He just couldn't say that that wasn't true.
他说不出说，其实这并不是这样。
And Christ told them, but you didn't realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
基督说，你们不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
In other words, Christ was telling them that their gold, their medicine, and fine wool clothing don't mean anything.
事实上，基督是跟他们讲说，他们的黄金、他们的眼药、他们很好的那黑羊毛的衣服。
In reality, they were poor, they were blind, and they were naked.
事实上，他们是贫穷的、瞎眼的、赤身的。
So Christ said, "I counsel you. I counsel you to buy gold from me, refined in the fire."
所以基督说，我劝你们，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。
I counsel you to buy white clothes from me to wear.
我劝你买白衣穿上。
So you can cover your shamefulness.
所以你这样子就叫你自身的羞耻不露出来。
I counsel you to buy salves or medicine to put on your eyes so that you can see.
我劝你买眼药擦你的眼睛使你能看见。
Christ was actually saying to them, I have much better things to offer you that this world cannot give you.
基督其实是跟他们这样说，我给你们的东西比这世界上的东西要好得多，这个世界上是不能提供给你的。
And that is called eternity.
这是什么？这是永生。
To think about it, we must be wondering now, why was Christ so hard to the Laodiceans?
我们可能在想说，怀疑说，为什么基督对老底家教会这么的严厉呢？
We find the answer in verse 19.
在这个原因是在第十九节的是。
He says, "Those whom I love." I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent.
把我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
So the reason behind it was that Jesus actually loved them.
真相是说，基督呢，真是爱他们的。
And that the only way was for them was to acknowledge their sins.
老底家教会唯一要做的就是承认认罪。
But here's the good thing with Jesus, he doesn't just end it there.
但是基督并不止于此， 就是很好。
He doesn't go to them, please rebuke them, and that's it, say it. No, that's not decent.
耶稣并没有说责备他们，然后就停在那。
He initiates steps towards healing and reconciliation.
他开始的他医治复兴灵性的步骤。
And let's be set to the third point. It is found in our main text today, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. He said,
第三章真理就是在今天的经文里面，启示录三章二十节。
He said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
这样在启示录三章二十节上说，看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Do you think anyone who hears his voice and opens the door, meaning anyone?
耶稣说，任何人听到他的声音开门的，就是说真的是指的是任何一位。
That means that includes you and me.
这个也是说包括你跟我。
Again, can you think of the person beside you? It's for you.
对你旁边人说是对你而言。
Wow, isn't that awesome?
这个是很棒的。
Why? Because to invite someone to join you and eat with you at the table is no simple task.
因为邀请一人参加跟你一起共进晚餐并不是很简单的事情。
We invite someone at the table is no joke.
我们邀请一个人到家里来共进晚餐不是一个开玩笑的事。
For example, when a young man invites a young lady to eat out with him,It means that he wants to get to know her better.
举例来说，一个年轻的男士邀请年轻的女士一起跟他吃饭的话，就是这个男士想要更进一步了解这位女士。
When a person invites someone to eat at a table, it denotes a certain desire to get to know the person more.
当一个人邀请别人跟他在
共进很正式的共进晚餐的话，其实他有一个
很深的渴望想要认识这个人。Why? 为什么呢？ Because intimacy begins at the table.
因为我们的亲密关系呢，是从餐桌上开始的。So it's about this way, church. The table is actually a bridge.
那我们这样子来思考。其实餐桌呢是一个桥梁。
It's a bridge that leads us from coldness to intimacy.
是这个桥梁让我们从冷漠变成亲密。
It's a bridge that leads us from a point of being strangers to being friends.
是一个桥梁让我们从陌生人变成朋友。
It's a bridge that leads people from the point of being enemies.To be allies.
这个桥梁让我们从敌人变成盟友。
Who among us here could ever eat with someone who we have had some ill feelings with?
我们在这里的中间有谁愿意跟感觉不好的人在一起吃饭呢？
Or let's say, who among us here can eat with our enemies?
或者说我们谁愿意跟我们的敌人一起吃饭呢？
The truth is, we would only want to eat with somebody who we are at peace with, isn't it?
我们总是希望跟我们相处和谐的人一起吃饭，不是吗？
We would only eat with somebody who we are comfortable with.
我们总是愿意跟我们相处的很舒适的人一起吃饭。
Why is this so?
为什么这样子呢？
It's because we know that the table will expose us.
因为我们知道在餐桌上要把我们自己的本相显露出来。
It will expose our weaknesses, and we don't want that. We may try and succeed for a while, but eventually the favor and the intimacy that comes with it is going to put us off guard. The favor is going to expose us. Another reason is people are just afraid of relationships. This the saying that we always hear, it says familiarity breeds contempt. Some people would even say that it's better to maintain a distance with people. Because in that way, we wouldn't be hurt by them. But look at those people. What lonely people. Friends, people just don't want to take risks. I remember that first date I had with Marian. I think that was last year. No, that was, I think, maybe 6 years ago? 8 years ago? Yeah, 8 years ago. We went to this pizza place, and oh boy, she was perfect. She had her makeup on. She even wore this beautiful dress. Which I learned later that she only borrowed from her sister. I know! I was perfect too! I try to be as formal as possible. And as we ate, we were so behaved, but it was too awkward. The way we held our food. The way we chewed our food. And the things we said. We were like saints. But you know what? As much passed by through the whole courtship period, all the formalities, all the awkwardness gradually disappeared until we didn't care anymore. And little by little, we went to look beyond our defects. And we realized we have fallen in love. And the rest was history. I can imagine what would have happened if we never took the risk of eating out together on that first day. Church, and this is what Jesus is doing here. He wants us to take the risk with him. And the best part is, Christ is actually saying to us, as he invites us to the table, he's saying, you are not a stranger to me. You are my friend. be at peace, everything will be all right.
一切事情都会在很平安的度过。
I will not angry at you.
我不对你发怒。
I have forgiven you.
我已经原谅了你。
And I love you.
而且我是爱你。
Church, let us hear His voice and open the door of our hearts to Him.
让我们在这里聆听基督的声音，把我们的心门打开来。
Let Him come in and dine with us.
让基督进到我们的心里面，跟我们一同坐席。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our most gracious God,
我们亲爱的神，
we thank you today for reminding us.
我们谢谢你邀请了我们。
Of your invitation.
你的邀请，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, forgive us.
神啊，原谅我们。
For we have been so ignorant of that invitation.
原谅我们如此的无知。
Lord, today we open our hearts and invite you to come in.
我们今天要开放我们的心门，让你进来。
We want to join you at your table.
我们愿意跟你在餐桌上共一同坐席。
To feast with you.
我们跟你一起庆祝。
And to be restored by you.
我们也希望我们的灵性被复兴。
We lift our prayer in Jesus' name.
我们让祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
现在是圣餐时间。